Working off some of the adrenaline that was still in my system, I picked up my phone and dialed his number. The phone rang several times before he finally answered.
Hello.
I closed my eyes and pulled my lips together. He was still pissed. Hey, I said softly, hoping to ease the tension. Silence. About earlier, I started. I'm sorry about what happened.
Sorry that you got caught?
I whipped my head back as if I had just been slapped. Caught? I asked in disbelief. I wasn't doing anything.
Then why are you apologizing if you didn't do anything?
Because I felt bad for asking you to leave. He huffed out an irritated breath, and I started to worry that this was a mistake. Maybe I should have given him more time to cool off.
I don't think I can do this, Everly.
He said evenly. Do what? I could feel the panic rising inside of me.
Whatever this is between us was.
My heart started racing, thudding loudly in my chest. Jared, I said that I was sorry. I stammered.
And I've told you that you shouldn't say sorry if you didn't do anything.
So then, what are you upset about? We can try to fix it. I pleaded. He paused for a moment, keeping me on pins and needles.
I can't be with someone who doesn't value themselves, Everly. It's too exhausting.
I closed my eyes and pinched the bridge of my nose to keep from crying.
It was fun while it lasted, but maybe it's for the better that we end it before things get too complicated.
Jared, I whispered. I know that you're upset, but can't we talk about this?
Talk about what? I told you that I was falling for you, and you still went on a date with a guy who stood you up. Then I walked in on your ex assaulting you, and you acted like I was the bad guy for protecting you. I can't win with you, Everly. And honestly, it's too hard trying.
So, what are you saying? I asked, my lip trembling.
I'm saying that it was fun while it lasted, but I think it's best if we move on and go our separate ways.
The tears fell down my face as I cried, the line going dead a few seconds later.